Today's chaplain is the Reverend Greg Richter from the Grace Lutheran Church in St. Paul. And then after the prayer, remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning to you.
Good to see you. Yeah, you're a
good
permanent.
To see you. Yeah. Well, good morning to you. When my wife woke me up this morning at 5:15 to go exercise, I actually had my feet over the side of the bed and was really intending to go, and then I fell back into bed and went to sleep. And when I got to church, I was given a book by a young woman. She wanted me to read it, and I started reading it, and wouldn't you know, I fell asleep at work. And I thought, well, it must be I just need to do something a little more urgent. So panic usually sets in on Thursday regarding a Sunday sermon. So I started working on that, and wouldn't you know, I drifted off once again. Then I looked at my watch, and I realized it was time to come to the Senate and pray. So I got in my car, and wouldn't you know, I was coming down 94, and no, I didn't fall asleep again. And I was wondering, well, why didn't I? And it's because I realized my life depended on staying awake, and other people's lives depended on my staying awake. With that in mind, let us pray. Great God, some days we just kind of walk through life. We find it hard to pay attention, find it hard to focus, until we realize that our lives are at stake or someone else's life is at stake by what we're doing, what we're proposing, and what we're acting upon. I pray for these senators and for their aides. Help them to be wakeful and watchful and to remember that the lives of a lot of people depend upon their work. We are grateful for the service that they offer our state. I ask God that you give them vigilance and integrity and concern for the many who depend upon them. We begin this day in your good name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzel, Bonhoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson Ropes, Fishbach, Phoebe, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Pariseau, Pogemiller, Pretner Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Vickerman, Wieger.
A quorum is present.
She looks good, though.
Order of business, executive and official communications. Make note of the communications. Next order of business is motions and resolutions. There are three authors' motions. Without objection, they will be taken as one motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Dill.
Mr. President, I move that Senate File 124 be withdrawn from the Committee on Taxes and referred to the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight.
Okay, you talk to the committee chairs, and this is all right. All right.
Well, Mr. President, I didn't actually talk to him, but somebody talked to him, and that's what they wanted to do.
That's good enough, Senator Dill. Okay, on the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Resolution Number 18 on mileage be taken from the table.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails.
Mr. President, I yield to Senator Moi. She has an amendment.
Senator Moi.
Mr. President, I'd like to move the SR-0018-850 amendment.
Okay, tell the body what... Well, first of all, we'll report the amendment.
Senator Moi moves to amend Senate Resolution Number 18 as follows. Page 2, delete line 16 and insert.
Okay, now Senator Moi.
This is the A-50 amendment.
Mr. President, members, I overlooked the mileage. It was my intention all along to go to zero for claiming mileage, and I overlooked it, so I just wanted to change that number.
On the amendment, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, then I would move adoption of the resolution as amended.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, the secretary will take the roll on the mileage resolution. This is not that important. All senators having voted. Desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 59 ayes and 0 nays, the resolution is adopted.
Mr. President.
The chair appoints Senator Frederickson to preside.
Senator Pogermiller.
Mr. President, under motions and resolutions, I'd like to take up the Senate confirmation calendar and deal with the Iron Range Resources Rehabilitation Commissioner, Sandra Lehman, and yield to Senator Metzen.
Do we need to vote on that?
Do we need to vote on that? We don't need.
Does he call? He calls me, doesn't he?
Yes.
So I just. I think it's just, yeah, it's just procedure. We're not going to go through three motions.
Okay. I don't need to do that. Senator Pogamiller has moved to take up the confirmation calendar. All those in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails and the confirmation calendar is before us. The chair recognizes Senator Metzen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate do now consent and confirm to the appointment of the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Commissioner Sandra Lehman.
Senator Metzen on that motion.
Mr. President, members, Commissioner Lehman was appointed by the governor in the year 2003, has been serving as commissioner for the Iron Range Resources now for more than 5 years. She has over 20 years of organizational management and community leadership experience and also economic development experience. In addition to her work as agency commissioner, Commissioner Lehman is actively involved in rural community development through her service on various boards. I move confirmation of Commissioner Lehman.
Is there discussion on Senator Metzen's motion to confirm Sandra Lehman? Chair recognizes Senator Tomasoni.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, I'm not rising to oppose this confirmation, but I am rising to point out that during the vetting process that this did come out of the committee without recommendation. The commissioner has been serving for the last 2 years without being confirmed by this body. I believe that we should take very seriously the vetting process in the committees and that the committee recommendations should be respected. I do believe that while there's room for improvement in this commissioner's performance, that this might not be a good time to be changing horses in the middle of the stream, because she is closely involved with a couple of projects at the agency and that need to get done. And so I'm not going to oppose the confirmation at this time, but I would really prefer that she continue to serve without confirmation, but I won't be asking for any kind of a vote.
Further discussion on the confirmation of Sandra Lehman. Chair recognizes Senator Michelle.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would Senator Tomasoni yield for a question?
Senator Tomasoni will yield.
Thank you. Senator Tomasoni, I'm confused. And you like it when I admit that, but have we confirmed Ms. Lehman before during her first tenure in this job? Okay, he's nodding. He's saying yes. Okay, so it didn't take us 6 years to take up this nomination. This time we've just waited two. Okay, well, I would just say that Sandy Lehman has served well and has served under pretty tough circumstances and conditions in a part of Minnesota and with particular oversight from certain committees and certain members of this body, and she's done a great job. And I'm sorry we didn't take this up earlier, but she deserves a bright green vote this morning.
Further discussion on Senator Metzen's motion? Hearing no further discussion, Senator Metzen has moved that the Senate do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Sandra Lehman as Commissioner of the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board. All those in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails and Sandra Lehman is confirmed. We'll now proceed to the 12th order of business, the introduction and reading of Senate bills. They are listed on the agenda before you, and their referral is listed. There are four changes to the referrals on page 5. Senate file number 171 will be referred to the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources. Senate file number 175 will be referred to the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources. And Senate file number 176 will be referred to the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources. And on page 8, Senate file number 205 will be referred to the Committee on Finance. So without exception, the bills are introduced and referred as indicated, first reading. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I think we're done for the day. There are announcements of Senate interest.
Okay. We'll hold for announcements of Senate interest. Without exception, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Cohen, Clark, Limmer, Anderson, Vandeveer for all day. Senator Sharon from 11 to 11:25. Senator Bach all day. And Senator Senjum from 11 to 11:25. Chair recognizes Senator Pappas.
Mr. President, the Higher Education Committee will meet as usual at 12:30 in room 123. We are going to be on television today, and the topic is online learning.
Any more announcements? Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, members, I'd move that the Senate adjourn till Monday.
What's the date?
Monday, January 26th, 11 a.m.
Senator Pogemiller has moved that the Senate do now adjourn till Monday, January 26th, 11 a.m. All those in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye. Opposed? The Senate is adjourned.